This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I don't like doing this because, and I'll explain why I don't like doing this, because sometimes even a broken clock is right twice a day. Well, every time it is. But sometimes you just got to call certain things out. Now, in Second Amendment advocacy, there are very few people that have done it as well and as, you know, as Alan Gottlieb. A few missteps here and there. Nothing that you'd sit back and it actually does any damage at all to the right to gun ownership and none of that stuff. And he's always, and Alan himself, Alan Gottlieb at Second Amendment Foundation, he has, he's quite happy to take a backseat role. He doesn't have to be out front. He's not looking for a TV camera. He's just fighting for the right. He's got a bunch of people to do that for him. So he doesn't, it's not about his fevered ego in any way, shape, or form. And that is one of the problems that you see with a lot of gun rights organizations. The reason, for example, the previous host of this show, Larry Pratt, Larry got suckered into something that was very bad for the optic, you know, as far as for gun rights was concerned, when Sacha Baron Cohen came in and made him believe that he was something he wasn't and that he was shooting a Showtime special. Wayne LaPierre, the NRA, veered off course and started doing something else that had nothing to do, had more to do with Wayne LaPierre than it had to do with the Second Amendment right. So, and this is part of the human condition, this desire. I don't know how we would characterize it. Maybe it's narcissism. Maybe it's just trying to continually establish some sort of self-worth. Whatever it is, I don't know. But there are very few that are that are on the same level as Dudley Brown of the National Association for Gun Rights. He has built a reputation by attacking every other major gun rights organization. He's attacked pro-gun politicians. And he does it to do, as I call this, making mileage. This advances his cause. This makes him look better, I think, or he thinks. And some of the stuff he does marginalizes what you try to do, what I try to do. And now he's gone after Alan Gottlieb. And in his latest effort to raise money for his own self aggrandizement, he has launched a vicious canard about Alan Gottlieb, accusing him of leading the fight for national gun registration. Now, see, this is National Enquirer stuff. This is TMZ stuff. This is not based on anything whatsoever to do with anything that is a fact that is even, you know, that's even out there in any way, shape, or form. Alan's never done that. As a matter of fact, he has done lots of things against it. Sean Tonner, the deputy chief of staff for former Republican governor Bill Owens, was quoted by the Denver Magazine, and he said all Dudley wanted to do was create controversy. He makes his money when there's turmoil, real or perceived, because that's what gets his members to write him checks. Now, he does these things called a call to arms. And if you know, if you've ever seen one of these things, he'll tell you that, this is about to happen. And the only way this can be stopped, I'm the only one that can stop that. And you can help me right now by sending me $5 or $50 or $500. Instead of directing his energy towards fighting the real enemy in all of this, he has attacked other gun rights organizations in an effort to elevate himself and his group. He operates out of Colorado. And maybe he believes the only way to raise his own status outside of that is to trample on people and organizations with whom he should be allied with instead of, you know, inflating his own ego. It takes a degree of ego to do this kind of thing. Let me explain why. You have to do public speaking. That takes a degree of confidence that some people may have or may not have. And so I sort of get the need to have that. But on the same plane, when anti-gunners see people on the gun rights movement attacking one another, they cheer. And this provides aid and comfort to the enemies of the Second Amendment. And interestingly, and I see other gun rights organizations do this, whenever gun rights organizations see a issue or trouble or something, they sort of head for that. They head in that direction. Not NAGR. Second Amendment Foundation was one that took McDonald to the city versus the city of Chicago to the Supreme Court and won. They conduct something called the Gun Rights Policy Conference. They've done that annually for more than 25 years, and they bring even when you know they did it virtually during COVID. And he doesn't go to that. SAF also understands the need sometimes to create a coalition. So they've worked with NRA. They worked with NRA in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina. Where was Mr. Dudley on that one? They also joined forces to defeat the San Francisco gun ban. Now, 2 years ago, Dudley tried to claim credit for a lawsuit victory that wasn't his in a case he didn't pay for. I see that a lot. That's one of the most despicable things I ever see. This reminds me of the kid who had to be in every picture in the high school yearbook. You saw that guy. You saw that guy. I had to get in every picture. That's Dudley. When students for concealed carry, won a judgment against the University of Colorado, Dudley created the impression that it was his victory, claiming in an email fundraiser that his National Foundation for Gun Rights and Dudley's Colorado-based Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Group had successfully overturned the college campus ban in the Colorado Supreme Court. Well, SCC President Daniel Crocker sent a blistering letter to him and criticized him for the misleading remarks, which, you know, he used some very nice language to say, you're just a bold-faced liar, dude. And in the letter, he stated that Dudley's message was not only misleading, but patently false. And what was his contribution to the case? Well, they provided a amicus brief. Now, Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation also provided an amicus brief, but they didn't claim credit for winning the case. He claimed to be at the United Nations for the Arms Trade Treaty Conference, but nobody saw him in the building. But they did see Alan Gottlieb there. This is one of these, you know, doing this kind of agitation in order to raise money is never a good look. And in the end, the one thing that I find distressing about this is that as gun rights advocates, we have to know what is real and what isn't. We have to know which fights are real fights. What he does is he goes in there and he's working from with, you know, he's working against us from what he thinks to be within. He thinks that by doing this, he can become more important. Now, one thing that I have seen from all of the gun rights organizations out there is they never disparage each other. I do sometimes, but they never do. And that's because they understand they're fighting a common enemy. Don't fall for this kind of nonsense. This is not fighting for the Second Amendment right. This is fighting for funding. And funding for what? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Anytime that you see a law or a judgment come down from the Supreme Court, which actually brings the Second Amendment right closer to what the founders framed it to be, we get told all these horror stories about what's about to happen. It's going to be blood in the streets. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And, of course, it never does. That never actually happens. And it's very rare to see logic win. It's very rare to see an anti-gunner become pro-gun. It's unthinkable to see an anti-gunner remain an anti-gunner while admitting that something pro-gun has actually yielded a positive result. Now, the thing to understand about pro-gun is that's actually pro-rights. That's pro-civil rights. If you look at a politician that tells you, well, yes, I have no issues at all with you carrying a gun, then you truly have found someone that can claim to be a constitutionalist, a conservative, an American first, a populist, whatever you want to call them, whatever, however you want to phrase it. The thing about humans is that the human condition dictates that from time to time somebody pro-gun will turn anti-gun over time. Something may happen. You know, they may reach, you know, I don't know what sort of process is involved with that. And that's assuming they really were pro-gun to begin with. But none of, you know, almost none of us will ever buy into the argument that gun control is working for anything positive. And I'm willing to admit that even if it did work, it's still morally wrong to infringe on anybody's rights in order for this facade of fake safety. But in their own weird way, the anti-gunners are admitting that the Bruin decision worked and is working, sort of. They're not coming out and saying that in so many words, but see, this is the thing. You've got to be able to read into the subtext, and I'll give you a subtext. Right now, there's all kinds of stuff going on about the HER report coming out of the Department of Justice concerning Joe Biden's his senility and his you know, dementia and all the other stuff, his memory, all these things. And the Democrats in the House are just going, they're losing their mind. They're out there like, yes, of course, he's the president's, his mind's like a steel trap. And so, okay, so his mind's like a steel trap. Now, what they're ignoring, the part that they ignore, is that that HER report, the way it was put together, is a get-out-of-jail-free card for Joe Biden. But in the subtext, what's happening now is they're saying he's of sound mind and body. If that's the case, then he could be prosecuted, right? And this is where the left has their issues, because when they get out there and they say one thing, they don't really understand what's going on as far as the what they're saying sometimes. Gun control advocates have spent the last 2 years losing their minds over the Supreme Court ruling in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case versus Bruin. And this affirmed your right to publicly carry a firearm for self-defense. One of the commonly repeated criticisms of it was that it was dangerous because allowing ordinary, peaceable citizens to carry concealed handguns in public would increase rates of gun violence. As if somehow the gun was going to take the peaceable citizen and turn them into a, you know, a violent person. But because truth is always stranger than fiction, we have this strange twist of events. And some of those same gun control advocates now admit, unintentionally and with no sense of irony, that violent crime rates are actually on the decline in these restrictive gun control states forced by Bruin to recognize the right to bear arms in public. Giffords, the prominent gun control advocacy organization, previously condemned the Bruin decision as extremist, and they argued that you know, that it would drastically affect the safety of a large swath of the U.S. population by escalating gun violence, leading even more people to feel unsafe in their own communities. Come to where we are now, 2 years later, and while retweeting an article that criticizes conservatives for asserting that Joe Biden's failed border policies are partially responsible for an increase in crime rates, they now highlight a claim that crime rates are actually falling. So they're admitting that crime is down, they just won't credit Bruin. And most anti-gun is, will instead credit the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act for the drop in crime. But when you ask them to point to the exact part of the law that is most responsible, they cannot. It has a lot of aspects, but most of the measures included don't really have a direct impact on your average criminal. There's nothing in there that disarms them, and there's nothing in there to push them from a life of crime into walking the straight and narrow. So back we go to the question. If violent crime is down, why is it down? And there's no way to definitively say that Bruin is the, you know, the single sole reason that violent crime has dropped. Now, I do know that when you talk to criminals in jail, that the thing that they fear the most is the armed citizen. They do not fear the cops because they know the cops have been marginalized and that the cops have been demoralized and that they get, you know, nobody wants to be a cop anymore. So they're not afraid of them. They are afraid of a armed citizen because armed citizens have a lower bar that they have to adhere to. Bodily harm or imminent death. And that bar varies from person to person. Older people have a lower bar. Disparity of force comes into play. There's lots of things that happen with this. But by pointing out that crime is down, Giffords is tacitly admitting that Bruin didn't do all the horrible things they claimed he would. And they're also at least suggesting the possibility that Bruin may be responsible, at least in part, for the reduction of violent crime. This is not something they meant to do. This is not something they meant to do because that was never part of their mission. Their mission is to restrict your right. There's a reason they want to restrict your right. You know what the reason is. I can say it. I might say it later on as we go along. But there's a reason they want to restrict the right. And that's the part that they never say out loud. I mean, some have said it out loud before. But they can never look at you and say to you, even though they understand the utility of guns, they understand it. They don't want to do away with guns entirely. They just don't want you to have any. And that's you know, that's leftism. That's the whole Marxist way. They understand the power comes from the end of the gun, and they're constantly threatening you with the end of somebody else's gun that they think will wield it in their on their behalf. But at the same time, they never look at you as doing anything good. But in fact, they're tacitly admitting that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now then, in the newest video from the O'Keefe Media Group, James O'Keefe's new group that since Project Veritas kicked him out, he started something else. He catches a Department of Defense employee saying that the Second Amendment should be repealed, only the government should have guns, and the Supreme Court needs to be packed. Which is, that's nothing new. That's not like we haven't heard that before, right? But this is a guy that works in the total force requirements and sourcing policy in the office of the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. His name is Jason Beck, and he said, "Why not just have an open border? Tear down the wall." I think we should repeal the Second Amendment and take all the guns away. This guy has a classified security clearance. I don't know where it goes and how big it is, but he has one. He used the fake name Aiden Gray in these interviews with O'Keefe, who was disguised. And the office Beck works in oversees the Department of Defense and works as the principal defense policymaker and advisor to the president. And he was, repeatedly questioning, why not just have an open border wall and tear down the wall? He said the recent immigration bill fiasco was almost unbelievable, that it was really racist. He said border security doesn't mean anything. It's just like throwing money and people at a problem that doesn't really exist. He later added, the only crisis is one that we've created. It's a humanitarian crisis. It's not a security crisis. There's no Taliban coming in through Mexico like that. They just make that stuff out of whole cloth. Like, when has a terrorist ever come in? He believes that the U.S. should be mobilizing the National Guard to confiscate people's guns and that there should be a monopoly on state violence, which was described as we, the government, are the only ones with guns. He also told O'Keefe that we need to pack the Supreme Court, ban the U.S. Senate, and abolish the Electoral College. All of these, they basically just wanted mob rule. He wants mob rule. Beck also told O'Keefe that he had underwent bottom surgery. So that means he has physically transitioned. And he's, yeah, I didn't get to that part, did I? The trans part. This is a transgender attempting to go to be a female. So he's cut everything off, and now he's working on the private parts. He also spoke on the backlash to DEI matters introduced into the military, stating since we're personnel and readiness, they've been taking aim at us for a lot lately. They don't like diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives. Now, along with that, they did this study, and it's an interesting study. Rasmussen did this study. They found that a majority of Democrat voters, 57%, would support Democrats in Congress for refusing to certify the November presidential election results if Donald Trump wins back the White House. Now, this admission is stunning. They're basically saying, if our guy doesn't win, don't certify. If he does, certify. Which means elections don't matter to them. This is 57% of Democrat voters. Now, this is not America. This is not America. This is not the way America is supposed to be. In 2021, they condemned the notion of Republicans refusing to certify the election of Joe Biden. Of course, they have for years, they have been getting out there seeking to decertify elections. That's not a new thing for them. When they lose, they're not good losers. And I mean, the groundswell that is beginning with Donald Trump. I mean, there's certain people out there that think he may get 100 million popular votes, which is unheard of. I mean, the 75 million he got last time is the highest of any incumbent ever. The way things are shaping up, this is going to be Jimmy Carter 2. Except this time we have a returning president who has this, and I don't mind this. I don't mind him having an ego at all. Ego is good in some cases. He could not stomach the idea that the election was stolen from him. He saw it coming. He said it all along, and nobody paid him any attention. And now, as all the Republicans are in disarray and everything, everybody's looking at him as the only stopgap measure they could possibly come up with. And in the interim, we have Joe Biden, who has to walk around with an IV line in him to keep him lucid. So the Democrats are out there, they project on the Republicans that they don't want to allow elections to mean anything, then they do it themselves. Back in 2021, as Business Insider reported it at the time, there was pressure on Republican Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio to declare the election of 2020 was not stolen. And Jordan put him off. And it infuriated them in the process. Now it appears they may be laying the groundwork to make the same claim if Trump wins November the 5th. Now, his return to office is gaining momentum among conservatives, and particularly among gun owners and Second Amendment activists who are furious about what they see as the Biden administration's always going on outright war against your rights. The creation of the Gun Violence Prevention Office, Steve Dettelbach being put in place. Evidence that gun control will be a major plank of his reelection platform is the announcement that Kamala Harris will visit Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in March, which, it'll be in like 9 days, 10 days, 5 days. I don't remember what her date is. I don't remember. But that, of course, is where Nicholas Cruz killed all of those students. Trump did take action against bump stocks, no doubt about it. Yeah, he said it. He did it. But he has been more pro-Second Amendment than any of his recent predecessors. including Republicans. And he appointed some 300 conservative judges and three Supreme Court justices during his term in office. And that is what made the Bruin decision possible. And he very often mentions the importance of the Second Amendment. So, this is not the way America runs. And if the Democrats push this, and I don't really know how that's going to work. According to Rasmussen, 78% of Republicans and 67% of independents oppose the idea of refusing to certify the election if Trump wins. If they do it, I don't think they'll be successful at it. But I mean, if they do it, that means that the Democrats, they have essentially, they're essentially telling America that your elections don't matter. What you want does not matter. What we want matters. But what you want does not matter. So, there you have it. Enjoy, America. 80% of Republicans and 63% of independents concur they can't keep him off the ballot. And the Supreme Court just said, well, no, you can't keep him off the ballot. And the Democrats are trying to figure out a way to craft legislation to keep him off the ballot. They just, you know. They're not willing to let you make the decision about who you want to vote for. They want to help you make the decision for who you want to vote for. Yeah. That's always been the way it is. They don't want you to pick any presidents or any representatives or anything. They'll tell you what your opinion is. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Makes you shake your head, doesn't it? The sheer stupidity of it all. This is, you know. This is just the way they are. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Back during the Obama administration, Obama was very much about lists. This is where the whole ID politics thing really took off. And one of the things he liked was to create various lists of people that were prohibited from buying a gun for various reasons. One of the things he did is if you are a veteran, and you have a fiduciary appointed to handle your money, which means you're not handling your money the way somebody thinks. And I would love to know where the criteria for that comes from. I haven't seen any requirements for that. But if you're one of those, then if you had that fiduciary, then there was they put something in place where it was automatically NICS was all automatically notified that you were now a prohibited person. They looked at this as you being mentally deficient. Now, there's lots of people that are not older or not veterans that are young, college educated, that don't know how to handle money, which doesn't make them. That's a lack of discipline and self-control, but it is not a mental deficiency. So, in the Johnson-led Republican, very narrow majority House right now, because they keep quitting, they have developed a policy rider, which is part of a six-bill spending package. It would bar the Department of Veterans Affairs from reporting veterans unable to manage their benefits to the Justice Department for a background check without approval from a judge. In every other instance, to be adjudicated as mentally defective, it takes a judge. It's done on an individual basis. It's not based on any sort of criteria, like if you have red hair, or if you're left-handed, or if you shake with if you shake hands, any of that stuff. That's not a reason to be put in the prohibited persons list. Now, this has been passed, and only three Democrats in the House and Senate voted against the package, despite deep misgivings about the provision from some within the party. Senator John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, who offered the amendment, said for decades, veterans who are a danger to themselves or others have had their information submitted to the background check system to help keep them and their communities safe. The Kennedy Amendment ends this practice and would place troubled veterans in our communities at risk. This coming from a Democratic politician named Thompson. Mike Thompson. See, he put together a letter, and he got 140 other lawmakers to sign it. And they're urging Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough to minimize the fallout from the gun-related policy rider. Now, Thompson is the chair of the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, and there's 138 signatories on the March 13th letter to McDonough. And that was, okay, that's gone out. Now, the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, when you want to talk about kabuki theater in government, this is the kabukiest of it all. If you want to prevent gun violence, then you're going to have to go after the underlying causes of violence. Now, where the most gun violence occurs, 82% of the time, this is due to a drug deal gone bad. So, people have always sought escape, alcohol, drugs, various vices that go along with it. And you've got to fight that. And in order to fight that, you've got to have certain things out there to where life becomes easier to run and you don't need the escape of drugs, of vices, of alcohol. So, in these areas where most of this is occurring, you have no economic opportunity. You have no educational opportunity. You have no family structure. And these young people that seek acceptance, that seek love, because they're young and they need it, they need to be nurtured, they find it in a gang. They only find it in a gang. It's consigning them to a life of violence. Now, a veteran who is at the point in his life where he is a ward of the state in the, with the VA. When you're a ward of the VA and then they're watching everything, they run your day. They run your day. Most of them are not going to be going out to the gun stores anyway. But see, all of this stuff that they did, when they create these lists of people that can't buy a gun, more and more, the more gun buying disabilities that are placed on you, the easier it is just to ban them all. They don't have to ban guns. They just ban people from buying them. With the national instant criminal background check system, if they see somebody deemed mentally incompetent, they're barred from purchasing a gun and ammunition. And it comes from the VA in this case. Now, under this, they can no longer report a veteran who needs a financial advisor appointed to manage their benefits. Unless a judge looks at them individually and says, oh, yes, this person is a danger to themselves and others. Okay, if a judge makes that call, that's fine. That's fine. That's referred to as due process. But, the Democrats don't like this. They don't like it at all. And they have urged, the Democrats are urging the VA to establish processes that would automatically seek a judicial order for veterans deemed mentally incompetent. And this is the difference between gun grabbers. Most of the gun grabbers are not rank and file members of some organization. They're not constantly lobbying. But the gun grabbers in politics never quit. They never quit. So now their little scam has been burst. That balloon has popped. And now that it has popped, it is now going to be... Now they're looking for a way to get the due process. They're trying to get them to stretch appropriations from previous years out as long as possible, which would allow the VA to continue reporting names to the FBI background check system while putting the processes in place, they said. The Kennedy Amendment only applies to new appropriations. They also want them to make full use of state red flag laws to report concerning behavior from veterans and educate state VA facilities about the tools available to them. And everybody says this ignores the heightened risk of suicide among veterans. Lawmakers asked Madonna to undertake a study of veterans considered unable to manage their finances and those who die by suicide or are involved in an incident of gun violence. Suicide, of course, is characterized as gun violence. That's one of the things. But suicide is not gun violence. Suicide is it's a means of dealing with something that's happening inside their mind. But the bottom line is that no veteran should lose their constitutional right to bear arms simply because they need help managing their finances. And if they're a danger to themselves or others, a judge should make that decision, not some bureaucrat, not some, not some Democratic agenda-driven politician. We have these rules in place for a reason. I know they don't like them. You know, I'm not going to sit here and try to be all quaint and silly with you or anything else. I get it. I understand it. Let's see where this goes. It needs to go forward. It needs to get signed. I don't know that it will get signed by the resident, but we'll see what happens out of that. That's an interesting thing. And as we go away, I simply remind you of this. This is a very dangerous time right now in the United States. We got a lot of things inside our borders that we don't know what they are, where they are, and what their intent is. So you should be carrying your concealed carry weapon everywhere you possibly can go. Maybe bolster the ammunition, your spare ammunition you're taking with you, because you don't know what might unfold in front of you at any given time. We're in an election year. It's a very dangerous, dangerous fiscal time for us. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.